I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I reached out to a buddy of mine. You know, you there, Ben?
Yeah, I'm right here, man. What's up?
All right, Ben, you're live on the air, so don't do anything you'll live to regret. Ben is a buddy of mine. And over the weekend, you noticed a lot of reports over this zombie disease for the deer. I don't know if it's a slow news weekend or what, but Ben's a friend of mine. He runs this place called Old Tin Cup Habitat Restoration and Enhancement. He's a deer habitat, and he's a deer steward, level 3 deer steward with QDMA. And Ben, talk to me from a science perspective. I know we've had conversations in the past, but TJ's freaking out. Her husband hunts deer, and she sees zombie deer disease. And she starts freaking out.
Yeah, because I have 2 freezers full of deer meat. I don't know. Is that bad?
Right. I'm sure there's a lot of sportsmen and hunters listening. CWD was, first really identified out in some of the western states, and then through the captive deer industry and stuff like that, it's kind of made its way across the United States. And it's 100% fatal disease to deer. It does take a number of years for symptoms to develop in deer.
It's neurological, right?
Yeah, it's caused by a prion, which is, like we talked about on taking it outdoors, it's not a virus or a bacteria. It's a prion. So it's something that's completely new. It's not like you can take an antibiotic for it or a vaccine for it. There is some new research that thinks it may be caused and be able to have a vaccine for it. But that research is still, it kind of came out in the, I think, mid-2000s, like 2007, 2008, by, I think, a guy out of Pennsylvania. But other than that, in New York, to my knowledge, we only had 1 case or location, and that was out kind of towards Syracuse way, and it was from a captive deer industry, a guy in the taxidermy business, and was bringing brought it in from another state.
Did you hear him? It's from the
captive. To my knowledge.
Go ahead, Ben. Sorry.
Yeah. Yep, that's all right. It's prevalent in the captive deer industry, and that's kind of how it's spread in some of the states like Pennsylvania and Ohio and stuff like that, because it's a prion is how it can stay in the soil and stay in stuff like that. So what you're going to see is you haven't seen much of it in New York other than that one isolated case that was identified and taken care of, and our DEC is doing a very good job on that end of it for monitoring for it. I know my deer that specifically went to the taxidermist and most other deer that go to taxidermists around the state do get sent in for CWD testing.
Do you know what the captive deer industry is, TJ?
No.
Like petting zoos?
So that's like, so that would be anything from like high fence facilities for high fence game hunts, stuff like deer that are used in the deer urine industry for an attractive scent. Other stuff like just the huge, crazy ones that you'd never see in the wild that are basically a glorified cattle, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't hold much respect for the captive deer industry, but that does have a place, and it's a lot of business in New York. And as long as it's kept monitored on what's coming in and out of the state, I see no reason why we can't still have a lot of great local companies and a lot of businesses in New York from
now. So this is good news. Like this on the TV, people have see this on the news and they start freaking out. I didn't know that it was one isolated case and it was from a captive deer.
That was from, like I said, way out east.
If an infected deer does get in the wild, how would they spread it to other deer? By body fluids, scrapes and stuff like that? Tendon those?
The big way that it's going to basically spread is from confined locations. That's why it spreads so readily through a captive facility, obviously. In the wild, it spreads a lot more slowly. And that's the big reason why in New York State we don't have the ability to use mineral or supplemental feed is because all that attracts all the deer in that local population to that specific area, and can raise the risk of that spreading to multiple deer if it wasn't a wild population.
All right.
But like I said, the state's doing a great job monitoring for it right now.
Well, I appreciate you informing me, because I definitely heard the news. I overreacted. I thought, oh, man, there's all these sick deer stumbling around. My husband could have harvested one. It's probably in my freezer. My whole family's going to get sick. So I appreciate you letting me know that that's not what's happening.
Hey, Ben, you want to come over? You want to come over one day this week and take a few out of season? Come on, we get out in the woods with my crossbow. Nobody will be the wiser.
Nah, man. You know me better.
That was just a test of your moral compass. Only a test. All right,
buddy. You know me much better than that.
I do. Ben is.
Yeah, man, if you need anything else, let me know.
We'll do it, Ben. He's the president of the Northern Finger Lakes chapter of Quality Deer Management Association, and Ben is a level 3 deer steward, so he knows his stuff. Thanks for your time, buddy.
No problem, man. Anything you need, just give me a call.
All right, later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.